AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. More charges are expected against the gunman accused of killing seven people at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois, outside Chicago. Police are learning more about Robert Cremo III's background. Chris Covelli with the Lake County Major Crime Task Force says there were two calls to police in 2019, one about Cremo attempting suicide, the other.
A family member reported that Cremo said he was going to kill everyone and Cremo had a collection of knives. The police responded to his residence. The police removed 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword from Cremo's home.
Vice President Kamala Harris was in Highland Park. She offered condolences and said something has to be done to stop gun violence.
We got to be smarter as a country in terms of who has access to what, and in particular assault weapons. And we got to take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have to take it seriously.
Police say the suspect in Illinois legally bought the rifle used in the attack within the past year. A defiant British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is battling to stay in power after his government was rocked by the resignations of two top ministers.
Johnson's first challenge is getting through the day, where he faces tough questions in the weekly Prime Minister's question session in Parliament and a long-scheduled grilling by a committee. Months of discontent over Johnson's judgment and ethics within the Conservative Party has erupted with the resignations of Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak and Health Secretary Sajid Javid within minutes of each other on Tuesday. Johnson quickly replaced the two ministers, but a string of other resignations show the danger to Johnson is far from over. Charles Diledesma, London.
Chief Ursula von der Leyen says the European Union needs to make emergency plans to prepare for a complete cutoff of Russian gas in the wake of the war in Ukraine. This is AP News. The family of Demaryius Thomas says the former NFL wide receiver had CTE.
Demaryius Thomas died last December at age 33. The cause of death has not yet been identified, but Boston University CTE Center researchers conducted a brain study and diagnosed the four-time Pro Bowler with stage 2 chronic traumatic encephalopathy. That's associated with progressive behavior, cognitive, and mood abnormalities. His family says Thomas developed depression, anxiety, panic attacks, and trouble with his memory in the years before his death. Thomas played 10 seasons in the NFL for the Denver Broncos, New York Jets, and Houston Texans, winning a Super Bowl in Denver. I'm Ben Thomas.
In baseball, Max Scherzer was back on the mound for the New York Mets. He had an oblique injury. Scherzer struck out 11 while pitching six innings of two-hit ball, but the Mets lost 1-0 to the last place Cincinnati Reds. Scherzer says he felt great. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.